We're in Iyov, what's called the sixth chapter, Pasuk Zayin. And Iyov has been describing his afflictions to Eliphaz, saying, I'm suffering so much, and I have a hard time buying what you're telling me. Iyov's going to continue describing where he's holding. He's going to continue describing how much he's suffering. So in Pasuk Zayin, he says like this, May ana lingoa nafshi heima kidvei lachmi. May ana lingoa nafshi, the things that I refuse to touch, the things that used to disgust me, the boils filled with pus that I'd see on other people, and I distance myself from things like that. I was from the aristocracy, I lived a life where I didn't have to come in contact with such things, and they disgusted me. Heima, now they have become kidvei lachmi. They've become the illness of my bread. They have become the illness of my flesh. They've become a part of me, meaning what I once would distance myself from touching by others is now a part of me myself. Iyov says he's covered with boils that fill with pus. Miyiten tavo she'elati v'tikvati yiten Eloah. And so, if only I would get my request, if only God would give me what I'm asking for. V'yoel Eloah v'dake'eini yater yado v'vatze'eini. And if only God would be willing and vidake'eni, he'd put me down. Ve'yater yado, so to speak, he'd release his hand. And he'd finally beat me till I was dead. Vivatze'eni. And then he'd complete me. He'd finish me off. Iyov is saying he's bringing me to a point where I'm just before death, I'm suffering on the brink of death, but he's not killing me. Why doesn't he just finish me off? If only God would do my request and finish me off. And we know that Iyov's description is exactly accurate, because that's exactly the permission that was given to the Satan. Afflict him as much as you can without killing him. So that's what he's doing. Chazal say that the Satan worked harder, was suffering more than Iyov. He had to work so hard, so to speak, to keep Iyov alive with such afflictions. Utehi od nechamati va'asa leda v'chila lo yachmol ki lo chichadti imrei kadosh. And Iyov says, Utehi od nechamati, I still have this comfort, meaning Iyov says, God doesn't have the compassion over me to kill me. That he's not doing for me. So what what I could at least console myself with is that I have not held myself back from Imrei Kadosh. I don't have to be upset at myself to say, I caused this to myself. Lo chichadti imrei kadosh. I don't have to look back and say, you know what, I brought this on myself the way you Eliphaz are telling me. That's the one thing I don't have to do. That's the one comfort I do have, and that is, I did not bring this upon myself. Ma kochi ki ayachel umakitzi ki aarich nafshi. Iyov says, he's going back, and now he's beginning his refutation of what Eliphaz said. He says, you claimed that in affliction, in pain, a person's sin is wiped out, and then he has a much better end. So Iyov says, what strength do I have left to enjoy a better end? How could it be that things are still going to be so much better? That's not so. Ma kochi, what strength do I have, ki ayachel, that I should have hope? Umakitzi, and what end is there in sight? What end of life do I have to hope for? Ki arich nafshi, that I should hold myself back, I should extend my life, so to speak, and extend myself to for the good that's coming. How long does man live? How much can there be left that's going to be that much better? If I'm suffering so much, what hope can you give me in telling me, well, it's still going to get better? How much life can be left? Im koach avanim kochi. Do you think I have strength like stones? Stones last forever. Do I have strength like stones? Im bisari nachush. And what is my flesh? Is my flesh like hardened, like copper, that I could suffer such afflictions and come back to the way I once was? Ha'im en ezrati v'tushia nidecha mimeni. Iyov says, now, you, with all due respect, Eliphaz, you're my friend. You're the one person I should have hoped would help me. Now, is that too much to have expected? That you'd stand by me at a time like this? Ha'im en ezrati vi. Do I not have a right to at least have my help with me? My friends should stand by my side to come and comfort me? You're coming and blaming me for my suffering. Don't I have a right to expect better from you? Ha'im en ezrati vi. Don't I have a right to expect that I'd have help with me? You, my friends, would stand by me at a time like this? V'tushia nidecha mimeni. And is it right that at a time like this, the one hope, the one salvation that I have, that too would be pushed off from me, that I have to hear things like this from you? You're telling me you must have deserved it, don't hold it against God, must be you did something that brought this on you, don't worry, it'll get better after your sin is wiped off. What do you mean? Eov just said, the one comfort I have is that I know I did not bring this upon myself. I did not do anything to deserve it. So now, what do you tell me? It'll get better? How much strength can I have? How much longer am I going to live that it'll get better? And you, Eliphaz, you're the one hope I could have had. Isn't it fair? I would have expected you would have been by my side at a time like this. Lamas mereyehu chased veirat shaddai yazov. Here there are a few understandings. The commentators have difficulty defining the word lamas, because what's the shoresh over here? Is the shoresh the word mas, like misim, or mas, like names, or so we're going to go with the pshat of the Metsudo. That's the way we've been going all along. He whose flesh has melted from the great pain he has suffered, can it be that he has to suffer from his friends the shame like I'm suffering from you? Eov saying to him, lamas, a person whose flesh has melted. Eov saying, I no longer have human form. Look at how the boils have worn down my flesh. Look at how I'm suffering. And mereyehu, and does he still have to suffer from his friend? He'd expect from his friend help. And then he says, V'yirat shakaya azov. And with all due respect, he's telling Eliphaz, you're not God-fearing. Because if you'd be God-fearing, you wouldn't talk to me this way. You'd think it's bad enough what he's suffering. Why should I hurt him more? V'yirat shakaya azov is saying about him, Eliphaz, you have left the fear of God in talking to me that way. Yeah? Achai bagedu chemonachal. My friends have been traitors, like a river that also is a traitor. It has water flowing through it, and then at times it does not. People come and suddenly there's no water in that river. Kafik nechalim yavoru, like a stream of streams that the the flow of water just goes from one place and goes somewhere else, and where you're expecting to have water, you don't have it. Just like that, Eov says, I would have expected you, my friends, would be there for me when things go bad, and no, you're not. Hakoderim mini kaharach, the rivers that they're filled from the ice that melts, aleimo yitalem shaleg, and over them the snow disappears as it melts into the streams. Then that's how the streams get so full. De'et yizorevu nitzmahatu. And then at the time that it's hot, so then these rivers get cut off. Bechumo nidachu mimekomam. And then at a time when it gets hot, so the stream takes on a different route. It doesn't go the route where it's so arid and it can't last. Yilafetu orechot darkaham, the path that this water goes, suddenly it grabs another path. Yalu vatohu viyovedu, they go over a place that's desolate, and then they get lost. Eventually the river just dries out. There's no one there who can enjoy that water. Viyovedu could mean literally it's lost, or its benefit is lost, because now that it's gone vato, to unknown territory, to a desolate area, no one's enjoying it anymore. Hibitu olchot teima, the waters. I think we're gonna pause here. We'll pick up with pasuk yud tet, because it's basically where we see the direction Eliphaz is going. He's saying, you're not standing by me, and if you'd be God fearing, you'd think it's enough my suffering. I've been punished enough. I don't need a double punishment to hear all of this from you. And he says, your claim, things will get better. Well, I wish I were dead. He's going back to that original claim. Initially he said, I wish I wasn't born. Now he's saying, I wish I were dead. And he says, what good are you promising me? How much better can it get? What's left to life? And how much am I suffering now? And then Hashem will pick up over here with his comparison to this river. He says, you friend, and he seems to be referring to everyone, even though his speech is directed primarily to Eliphaz. He's saying, you're like a river that's when it's needed, when it's really, really hot and dry, then it disappears on people. That's when the river isn't there for people. The river dries up exactly when people need it, when the heat goes up. That's what you friends are like. Now that I need you, here's what you're doing to me. You're coming and telling me it's all my fault that I'm suffering.